We're only 30 kilometres downriver from London's financial district, but little of the capital's wealth flows here to Gravesend. This historic maritime town bears the scars of the recent pandemic and now a cost of living crisis fuelled in part by the war in Ukraine. Faye Crystal runs a cafe and a market where business after business has shuttered up shop.
I've not wanted to put my prices up. I haven't put prices up since we opened 2 years ago. But with the fuel costs and now the supply issues, because I do all my own home baking, flour has nearly doubled in price, sugars went up, everything's increased.
The British government says it's poised to unleash more than $100 billion to protect businesses from rising energy costs. But for Faye, the efforts aren't long-term enough.
They've got no idea of the real world, really. None of them, politicians, none of them have got an idea of what the real world is like. I'd love them to come and spend a week in my shoes.
A global shortage of essentials, from fuel to flour, have made seemingly everything more expensive. Inflation in the UK stands at around 10%, its highest in 40 years, and the highest across all G7 countries. In response, the Bank of England's raised interest rates, the cost of borrowing, to their highest in more than a decade, to try and dampen people's spending and bring down prices. But Prime Minister Liz Truss's government's pulling in a different direction, slashing taxes to get people spending in a frantic bid to boost growth. Ejaz Aslam shares the government's view. His family business has been trading here for more than 40 years.
The thing is, if people aren't spending in our shops, in our businesses, then, you know, we're going to struggle to pay our bills. At the end of the day, the most important thing for any business, I think, is cash flow.
Liz Truss's plans also mean cutting headline rates of tax on the richest individuals and the biggest companies, along with lifting the cap on bankers' bonuses. The theory is that if the rich are allowed to get richer, instead of shouldering more of the nation's tax burden, everyone will benefit. And it has a name, trickle-down economics, and very few economists think it's a good idea.
Throughout recorded history, it's never happened. If you give the rich more money, that they tend to spread it out amongst the poor. No, what happens is, if you give the rich money, they invest it on their own behalf so that they get even richer.
Gravesend's strategic position on the Thames estuary means that for generations, it's been the first and the last port of call for countless vessels entering and leaving the British capital. Its fortunes over the years have clearly changed, but it's precisely towns like this where the British government is promising to redirect flows of capital.
In the past 10 years, productivity, investment and real wages have stagnated. Many here question whether the government can really turn the tide on years of decline. Eve Barker, Al Jazeera, Gravesend.